Good afternoon, Muscle Joe.
Hi, is Mike available, please?
Okay, one second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, boss?
Not much. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Just figured I'd put your mind at ease in case you hadn't already checked it. Those diamonds were returned today, safe and sound,
perfect.
Ready to go.
Perfect.
Out for a new call. But just figured kind of with the dollar amount that it might be worth giving you a call
that.
And letting you know. Here, they're returned, so you're good.
Perfect. Thank you. I think, and I'm not giving you the go-ahead now, but I think I sold the 302 VS2H.
Really? What happened?
Yeah. I mean, he literally just, he just left. That one's always, that was the one that's always kind of been in the works, so he was looking at those, too, and I was just waiting on him to come in and kind of finalize it. And,
yeah.
You know, I told him I want payment right away.
Yep.
So he just, he's going to come in tomorrow and pay, supposedly.
All right.
So, yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dude, that's huge.
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yep. So I'll let you know. Hopefully next week I'll have him here and I'll let you know.
Fantastic, man. What a way to kind of end the Friday.
Right.
Heck
yeah. I got heat. That's huge.
You got heat? What do you mean? You didn't have heat?
No, man. I haven't had heat in like 3 weeks because my HVAC guys kept trying to come in and figure it out. They would try it. They think it would work. It didn't. It kept happening.
No.
So I called them in last time, and they're like, where's your breaker? I took them down to the basement. They look at the breaker. He goes, all right, it looks fine. He goes, I think one of the legs out. Like, he took it apart, and he's like, I think one of the legs out. I'm like, I don't know what that means. So just call an electrician. Tell him the legs out. All right. Call the electrician. Yeah, one of the legs is out. But we think that it's a NYSEG issue. I'm like, oh, great. So luckily, they called NYSEG for me.
Okay.
And they came in today with NYSEG. NYSEG shut off the power. Electrician got to work. They got it up and running. Heat still wasn't working, I think because they still had the heating unit disassembled. And then called the HVAC guy back in. He went up on the roof, put it all back together, and my shop is officially at a normal temperature that is not 55 degrees.
Dude, how awesome.
Incredible.
Awesome.
Completely incredible. We're almost at a comfy 70 in here. And, like, this shop's big and, like, really high ceilings, so, like, it's 70 is kind of a cold 70 because they're...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, dude. Well, better late than never, right?
Seriously. I mean, it was... The problem is we got all of our castings in next week, this week and next week, and, it, like, me and Matt are like, he can't set stones in 55 degrees. Like, I have space heaters going, but still, like... It's still 50 at the warmest.
Right, right.
So trying to crank on a, you know, if we make the sale, trying to crank on a 3-carat diamond worth, you know, 40 grand is not.
Yep.
You know, that's not ideal.
No, and I certainly know the struggle of having, you know, space heaters, if the furnace goes out, the boiler, you know, goes out, anything like
everything,
that, you know,
yeah.
It
right.
just is, I mean, you make do. You do the best you can with it, but there still comes a point where you go, it's less than ideal, obviously.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'll let you know. Hopefully I'll know next week. Hopefully he actually comes in tomorrow, pays this thing off, and
very cool.
I am good to go to pay you.
Awesome, dude. Very good.
Hey,
well, I will let upstairs know because they were asking me, you know, about early November stuff, and I'm like, well,
yeah.
I don't really want to pull anything. You know, I already kind of pulled back the two, like, absolutelys, you know, are not, you know, you know, pretty much not going.
Again, man, I hate projects like this sometimes because it's a solitaire, you know, bulk, you know, it is, we are looking at the main diamond, but it just, it drags on for so freaking long, and you're like, let's, let's go. I already told you which one's the better diamond. And settle for the better diamond.
Like, hey, I'm the expert. Yeah. I already told you which one to go with.
Like, dude, it's the cheapest one of the three. Like,
yeah.
It's the best one of the three. Just go with it.
Yes.
We didn't need six meetings for this.
I know. When you said originally, you know, he's coming in, I was like, okay, you know, very, very common. You know, obviously, he comes in, right?
Yeah.
And then when it was like, well, he's going to bring her in, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, like, she was the better one. She kind of just, we ended up going the one that she liked. She looked at them, and, man, that one is like an SI-1, the one I sent back, SI-1G. She looked at it, and she's staring at it quietly for like 5 minutes, like a couple of them. And I'm like, what are your thoughts? What are you thinking right now? And she's just dead silent. And then like a couple minutes go by, and she goes, there's a spot right on the middle of this one. Like, how the hell did you see that? Like, there is. You have no loop.
Yeah.
I know where it is, and I can barely see it. How the heck did you lock in on that? And she was like, I'm like, okay. She looks at the other SI-1. She goes, this one's got a couple, too. I'm like, you're right. I'm like, perfect. I like this one best, the VS2. I'm like, all right. Well, damn.
You know, how cool is that? A lot of times when you have somebody with, like, eagle eyes like that, it doesn't make it easier. It actually, more often than not, makes it more difficult for them to make a decision.
Right.
But in this case, what you just shared is great because she looked at that one after a couple of minutes, goes, yeah, that one's got a black spot, I can see it, you know, whatever. And it completely eliminates it, moves on to the other two and goes, yeah, I like that one. And it's like, okay, perfect.
Cool.
Yep, perfect. I'll move on, you know?
Yeah.
Move on.
Yep.
That's, man, awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, I'll get us an answer in the next couple days here, ideally, and hopefully it's good news.
Cool. That sounds good, right, brother. I'll be here tomorrow, 10 to 5, if you need anything.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. So, maybe I'll give you a call, see what's up.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, dude. See ya.
Take care.